San Diego Mission Academy. It's our regular board meeting. It's Friday, January the 6th, 2023 at 11:30. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under agenda item IE. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@sandiegomissionacademy.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comments section of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodations will be provided for any individual with a disability. And as required by state law SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the Charter School website. So we're going to open this meeting up and do a roll call so we can establish the quorum. Phil Sanford, present. Claudette Beck, present. Mike Malloy,
present.
John Dorch,
present.
Barbara Willebrand,
present.
All right, so we have a quorum. So now we'll go to the Pledge of Allegiance and let's see. Okay. Barbara Willebrand, you think you can do this? Let's do it.
I think I can.
All right.
Repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much, Barbara. So now we're going to go into staff introductions. We're going to go into corporate officers. Jerry Vincent.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. This is Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer. Happy New Year. And on behalf of Mr. Brown, CEO, Happy New Year. And he looks forward to seeing you at the next meeting.
All right. Thank you so much, Jerry. School staff.
Can you hear me? Sorry. I was on another, I got hung up on another call. This is Lindsay Reese, Area Superintendent.
And then this is Joy Taylor, Director of Federal and State Programs.
Good morning. This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations.
Anybody else? All right. School Legal Counsel.
Yes. Good morning. Bill Thompson, attorney for the school.
And advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting. All right. Any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves? All right. Welcome, everyone. So now we're going to go to 1E, adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors' authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Jeff Martineau.
Thank you, President Stanford and board members. Please refer to your board package for the resolution for continuing Board of Directors' authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 allows boards to continue to meet remotely during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended that the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I have a motion and a second to approve 1E? I've got Mike Malloy motioning, and I need a second because I couldn't hear. Okay. So Mike Malloy has moved. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Cheryl Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck,
aye.
Mike Malloy,
aye.
John George,
aye.
Barbara Willebrand,
aye.
So 1E has been approved unanimously. We are now on 1F. Approve agenda for the January 6, 2023 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I need a motion and a second to approve 1F.
Mark Malloy makes a motion.
John Dorch second.
Thank you, gentlemen. Mike Malloy has motioned. John Dorch has seconded. We'll vote. Cheryl Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck.
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand? Aye. So by unanimous agreement, we have one F is passed unanimously. So now we're in public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter's jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it's the public's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide directions to the staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone on the line from the public who would like to introduce themselves or make a comment? And if not, Shelley, has anyone contacted you from the public?
Hi, this is Shelley Sanchez on the Chartered Affairs team to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments or have requested to speak.
Thank you, Shelley. So now we're on three. School reports and information. A, the annual Lifelong Learning Administration Corporation, LLAC, services report with Pete.
Yeah, thank you very much. And good morning, everybody. I appreciate the opportunity to have some time to present today the LLAC annual report. I believe all of you have received copies of it, and it goes into much detail. I'm going to try to do more of a high-level summary and then provide some time if there's any questions at the end. So I'll jump right in. Want to start with some lessons learned as we transitioned out of the pandemic. And what we were hearing and feeling from others that there was, I'm getting a lot of feedback here. I think it's good now. That there was definitely a need for new types of learning and alternative models for education. I think that's something we've all known, but I think it's something others started to pay attention to during the pandemic and then coming out of it. With that information and learning, what Lifelong Learning did was commission a poll on behalf of the schools to really begin to gather some data on what parents in California of high school age students are thinking. And I just want to share, although there was a lot of data in there, I want to share three important points. One of them was that 89% of parents believe it's important to structure schools to serve individual students rather than a one-size-fits-all approach. Again, that goes directly to the foundation of our mission and what we believe in the model. 89% said it's important to provide students with one-on-one instruction and small group learning. Again, when you take those two together, that just encompasses, again, what we believed and what our founders, Dante and Jeff, believed 20 years ago in this whole model and innovation around personalized learning. So it was really validating to see those type of results. And then the last one I want to share was that 87% of parents believe they should be able to choose what school is best for their child. It shouldn't be dictated, you know, by pieces of legislation or elected officials or other groups. And I think that hits at the heart of school choice. And again, empowering parents and kids to make the choice when what they feel is best for them and having those alternatives. And I think we saw that and parents really stood up through the pandemic and began to be more engaged and have a larger voice in education. And I think that's only going to continue as we move forward. With that information and some lessons learned, we decided it was time based on that to kind of redesign and launch a new messaging and communications campaign. To really focus more on the benefits of our program and the model through the lens and voice of students. And it's a campaign called the I Can campaign, with which some of you may have seen different commercials or social media or billboards. But it really has kids talking about, you know, I can be myself. You know, I can choose a schedule that works for me. I can prioritize my mental health, feel safe, and really build connections with their teachers and take control of their education and future. And we've got an extremely positive response to those campaigns. I think it's led to some increased enrollment at the schools. It's something we're going to continue to run and revise and update the content throughout the year so that it continues to be fresh. And we're excited about that. When you take some of those things that I just shared, together, it really leads me into talking about our external affairs team and the work they do with politics and making sure that we have relationships with our elected officials, that they know who we are, what we do, why we do it, that they're informed, that they come out to tours. And Bob Morales and his team have done a tremendous job and a lot of work over the years to build those relationships. You know, last year was the first year in a long time where we haven't had to fight anti-charter legislation. And again, I think that's a testament to Bob and his team and the work they do. With that, you know, there's going to be a lot of work ahead as we're, we have 25% new members in the legislature, and you know, we're going to continue to get to know them and build those relationships. A lot of that work started during the election and has continued and will continue. And it's not just about the relationships and making sure we're on solid ground with our elected officials, both locally and at the state level, but also really monitoring and having a voice in legislation that comes out that could impact us. You know, we've worked really hard as well, building and strengthening our relationships with our associations, with the Charter Schools, California Charter School Association, with A+. And again, all of that wrapped up is really is a kudos to Bob and his team and the effort they put forth. I want to take it from there and move on to finance and some of the work that goes on with that team in collaboration with your school leaders and corporate officers, and of course the board. And it's been a really, really crazy few years for education funding due to the pandemic, and then due to many decisions being made in Sacramento, and a lot of one-time money being issued to schools without not a lot of information or understanding of when it's coming, what it's supposed to be used for. And I think our finance team, again, in collaboration with school leadership and corporate officers, have done a great job navigating a lot of those unknowns, planning on how to best spend that money to meet needs of students in the moment, while also balancing that with understanding the fiscal responsibility we have to be, in a good position in the future. As things in my mind and through my experiences are going to change in the next 18 to 24 months, and educational organizations that aren't forward thinking or thinking 2 to 3 years down the road are going to be put back into a spot where they were in 2007-08 when there was a recession and education funding decreased dramatically. And we're not going to be in that position because people have made really prudent decisions, preparing for that. So I'm excited about where we're going and the work that our finance team has done. And again, the school leadership and corporate officers and the boards and the decisions you have all made, I think, position us well. I'll move on to people services. People services really, face some challenges as well in terms of recruiting and hiring of teachers and staff when we're dealing with a job market that doesn't have a lot of qualified candidates out there right now. I think they've been creative. I think they're continuing to look at ways to make sure we recruit and hire and retain and train the best adults to put in front of our kids at all times. And not only are, you know, are they focused externally, but internally with their initiative around leadership development to making sure we're building internal capacity with the folks we already have, to make sure again that we have the level of excellence and leadership that I think is expected, moving forward, and that we have a bench, of quality people. So proud of the work of People Services and Chad Gray and his team. Education, really, really focused as well as building internal capacity around two main things. One is the trauma resilient education communities and making sure those services and supports in that program, continues to evolve, to meet the needs of all of our students in terms of wellness and well-being and mental health and all the other things that wrap around trauma resilient, communities. With that, I also think, in collaboration with our People Services, trying to look at that through a lens of how do we make sure we provide those type of supports for our staff as well. So education is doing tremendous work and is extremely focused. And then I'll move on to our governance team. Speaking of focus, they're really, really honed in on kind of what we're really here for, and that's about student growth and student outcomes, and making sure all of our students are growing and moving towards and progressing towards graduation and beyond, with an emphasis on data and making sure we're looking at the right data to inform decisions, to guide where we need to fill in gaps, to make sure we're constantly in that continuous improvement cycle, meeting needs of kids. So I'm thankful for that work, again, with our governance team and in connection with our school leadership, as well as they focus on that effort. And then our charter affairs team. You know, again, that's the group behind the scenes that makes this all work and has really navigated some many unknowns as board meetings and requirements and things are constantly changing, and they make sure we're all informed, everything is coordinated, that all this stuff happens seamlessly, and much of that goes on behind the scenes is unnoticed, and I think it's important that we publicly recognize that Charter Affairs team for their great work. And then I'll just say, you know, with the challenges that await, I think we're in a really good position to continue to grow, continue to, you know, to have the honor of serving kids and serving communities like we do. There'll be challenges, but we all look forward to the great work ahead. And lastly, I'll just share, I appreciate all the work of the board and your support of what we do and your guidance, and continued the push for our mission and what we do for students. So thank you very much, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you so much, Pete. We really enjoyed that. Any comments from the board? All right. If there are none, we're going to go into four additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Jerry.
Thank you, President Stanford. Just want to thank you, Mr. Parajik, for your presentation. It's comprehensive. It the hard copy really spells out the detail of all that you do for the school, and we're so grateful for you and your teams, and our gratitude is there with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. Any other comments? All right. Looking forward, Pete, for us going forward and the growth that we're looking forward, getting out of COVID for sure. All right. We're going to go into closed session, and I'd like to request a motion to adjourn open public board meeting to go into closed session for public employee performance evaluation. Government Code Section 54957B1. So I need a motion and a second.
Barbara Willebrand moves. Claudette Beck second.
Thank you, ladies. So Barbara Willebrand has motioned. Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck.
Aye.
Mike Malloy.
Aye.
John George.
Aye.
And Barbara Wilbrand.
Aye.
So by unanimous vote, we are going to go into closed session. So I'm going to announce that no action was taken in closed session for public employee performance evaluation, Government Code Section 54957B1 for area superintendent evaluation. So now we're going to go.
President, you also might want to announce the vote.
I wanted you to know that board member John Dorch made the motion and board member Mike Malloy seconded, and it was a unanimous vote to adjourn closed session and reconvene to open public. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so now we're going to go into six closing items. Next regular board meeting date is February the 3rd, 2023 at 11 o'clock. And I need a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
But Beck, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Mike Malloy, I'll second it.
Second.
Okay, so Claudia Beck's motion, Mike Malloy is seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
Barbara Wilbrand?
Aye.
So by unanimous vote, we are adjourning this meeting. Thank you all for your participation, and we'll see you next month.
Thank you all.
Thank you all. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.